Hello.
Oh, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was actually following up. I think you got the notification already, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And
is it
I did...
still? Mm-hmm. Oh, my bad. Is it still having trouble going through?
Yeah, I guess David called in the other day, but didn't update the card yet. It put Ruben spoke with him, and he said to call back in an hour. But when we called back, he wasn't there. And the card, let's see, is ending
in
1205. It's a Visa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's saying suspected fraud. So maybe the bank sent you a new one, do you think?
No, it should be that one. But that day I didn't get the message. Could you try? And then when they sent the message, could I put yes? They usually send the message, and then I'll have to click yes.
They're blocking
it. I don't do it on time.
Okay, I'll try it right now. And okay, I just sent it at 2:44 Pacific. So let's give it a second or two. You'll probably get the notification.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did payment go through, or is it saying?
It just says suspected fraud.
But keep saying that? Yeah,
because
usually it's a message, and every time it sends a message, I'm not able to. Hold on, let me see. Thank God you're.
It didn't come yet?
No.
No.
I'm going to ask my wife if she got the message, because sometimes we send it to her phone also.
Oh, maybe that's what's going on. That makes sense.
Yeah, because it's been sending, but it's been going to her phone. And while she's at work, she's not able to go through. But I've been trying to talk to the bank to see if they could swap it over. Let me see. Let me text her if she got the message.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get the payment over with. Because it's been a while. The faster I get it over with, I just want to pay it.
You might be able to, even if your wife isn't available to get the text, you might even be able to log on to your online banking. There might be a little button there somewhere that says authorize it, you know? I've had people tell me that before.
She's sure texting back in a little bit.
Okay.
I told her to just send it.
Yeah, because if she just accepts it, then we can try it again while we're on the phone.
Yeah,
because
usually that's how she says yes to the message, and then. Because we would have to do it again for it to go through.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say. Mike, can I borrow your phone real quick? Hold on, let me call her with the other phone.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
I'll
wait for you. Yeah, take your time, no worries.
Okay, she just read the message, so let me see.
Okay.
It says no. She said she didn't get a message. So you said if she logs in to the bank?
Yeah, if she logs into whatever bank this Visa ending in 1205 is, it might flag her and say, hey, you know, Local Splash is trying to process $129. And she might be able to just say, okay, authorize it. And then I could go back in and try it again.
Okay.
Okay.
She said it's not standing up, and I think she's going to have to call the bank.
Oh, maybe ask her if she got a new card, because usually when I get this message, it's not that you have to authorize it. It's usually, you know, that the bank actually sent a new card. So it could be that maybe you think she still has the card, and maybe she got a whole new one, you know?
No, it should be the same one, but... It's actually been doing that a lot for the payments, because I guess.
Oh, let's try this. Maybe the card is good, but they sent a different expiration or code on the back. I have two of 28 for the expiration.
That's the right one because.
Okay.
I done it with the credit card, but that one expired. So I put this new card because the one that was prior to that, the one that I made the original payment.
Oh, I see. You had a 6,800 card. That and okay, you're right. I see that. Okay.
So this one is the new card.
Good.
This is the regular. Okay. The bank. This is not the credit card. And then that's why it's been the new one. So the payment is new. So I don't know if the bank probably thinks it's fraud or something.
Yeah, maybe she can just call the bank and let them know. Do you want me to call you back in a little bit, or would maybe tomorrow be better? Maybe she could, you know, deal with it tonight, and then I could call you tomorrow, or?
Yeah. What if, let's say she calls the bank. She said she's going to call during her break, right?
Okay.
And do I log in the website, or would you have to try to redo
it? Yes.
No, you would have to call me, so you could send it, and they could accept it, and then redo it, right?
Yes, so let me give you two options. Number one, as soon as you hear from her, you can call me and I'll process it. I'm texting you my direct line right now. My name's
Tina.
I'm at extension 777. Now, if you don't have a second to call me, you can even reply to that text. You could say, hey, Tina, try to process it.
She says that she goes to break around 3 to 3:30, so... If anything, I'll send you a message, and if we can't buy today, then tomorrow, for sure. But hopefully we could do it by today. So she'll call the bank.
Yeah, the sooner the better. You're right. Okay, no problem. So I'm here until 4, so if I don't hear from you, I'll just reach out real quickly before I leave, okay?
Yeah, I'll text you. If anything, around 3:30, I'll text you just to say, oh, give me a call or
try it again. Okay. I think we have a good game plan then. And then worst case scenario, if you have to do it after hours, you can absolutely log on to your dashboard and try to process it on your end. So I'll send you an email with the credentials again, just so that if we get to that point, you can do it on your end, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good rest of your day.